Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
We're getting close to the end of the year.
You hear ya. The kids are out of school now. Now we got to keep them busy somehow for the next three weeks.
I'm just going to tell them to FaceTime your kids the whole time.
That's good. We'll keep them engaged that way.
And then I'll shut off the Wi-Fi, turn it back on, have to restart again.
Just mess with them, eh?
Yep.
All right.
I could do that for 8 hours a day.
Why not? Oh, you're a cruel man. I love it. All right. Sorry, girls. Yeah, it's going to be funny.
It's going to be fun.
Sorry, yeah, that's right. Let's talk about the show today is going to be actually pretty interesting because there's more and more options opening up with respect to where you can live, where you can work, where you can transition to retirement.
Yep.
Right? So there's a whole bunch of things coming together at the same time with this remote working, the openness that we have and the technology that we have.
Could you imagine if we could work out of another country? Let's say, I don't know, Greece.
Okay.
So we could operate, we're business owners, so it's a little bit different, but if you're an employee, could you imagine if our staff could do that?
Right.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to monitor them on the beach, though, I think.
As long as they get their job done. Beach up, team.
Well, you mentioned Greece, and that's really interesting, because we're going to talk about something that Greece is doing that's very interesting, right? Particularly for people that do have the ability to work remotely, and perhaps want a lifestyle that is different than what we have today.
I think it's an interesting way to test the retirement transition.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to live in Greece, so then why don't you work there for a bit remotely and then see if you want to stay there. That's very interesting piece there. And there's a whole concept of economics and how central bankers, pension plan managers, even governments think about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's called an economic theory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to show that there might be some flaws to that economic theory and how it impacts your retirement specifically.
Yeah.
And we've got basically these are guests from across the Atlantic all joining us today. Where it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. Talk to London. That is interesting stuff. Let's talk a little bit about the markets this week as well and some thinking about that. You know, you and I were chatting a little bit about it.
Yep.
And there's something that I think that we need to raise. So if you think about the common themes of what you're reporting and what the headlines are, it's not a lot different than what it has been over the past couple of months.
Yeah. What's the thesis that's come out many times from the investor community has been buy on rumor, sell on news.
Right.
So let's buy the fact that there's going to be a stimulus.
Right.
Now that we're hearing that the stimulus is going to come out, let's sell on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's buy the theory that there's going to be a vaccine. Now the vaccine's being deployed, let's sell on it. Let's get away from it. It's not happening in the markets right now, but this is the conversation of let's act on this now that we've got all this news.
Yeah, well, and even more importantly, you know, we talk about the superpowers and what we fight against as investors, the superpowers of structure and discipline, and what we're constantly fighting against is volatility and time, right? And I want to prey on this idea of volatility and time for a minute. So over the past, I don't know, two and a half months, maybe a bit longer than that, been talking about this idea of U.S. stimulus.
Correct.
And, you know, some days it appears that Congress is getting closer to a stimulus package and some days they're getting further apart and then some days it stalls and blah, blah, blah. And you see volatility created by that uncertainty, right? Take out stimulus, insert vaccine.
Yep.
Take out vaccine, insert whatever you want in there.
Yeah.
Okay. The question is, how do you trade that? Should you be responding to the day-to-day movements? And let's just stick with one thesis or one idea here. Stimulus. Congress stalls out. Okay? That's a point in time that I think you have to challenge your thesis. Okay? Is this a stall? And do we still think it's going to get done? Or is it done?
Yeah.
There's no stimulus coming. Let's assume that it's just a stall. It's negotiating to the last minute, which they always do. Okay? Should you be trading day to day off that? Should you be worried about the day-to-day volatility caused by that headline?
When you're building your portfolio for retirement and you trade on any type of news like this, you increase the risk of getting it wrong.
Right.
So if you have play money
mm-hmm.
and you're a trader, that's a different conversation.
Right.
But when it comes to people who are saving their hard-earned money for the long term,
mm-hmm.
are going to be using this for income over their retirement, when you start to react to things like this, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? First question. And then when is it going to happen? Is a second question. Those are big bets you're making if you act on those different scenarios. Mm-hmm. And that just increases the probability of capital destruction in your retirement.
Agreed. Right? Agreed.
And that becomes a problem.
Right.
That capital destruction, and I'm not saying, oh, you're just going to take a loss.
Right.
And you can earn it back.
Right.
I'm saying destruction.
Right.
That means it's gone.
Right.
You're not going to get it back. And I've seen too many people try to time what's happening without just taking an array of probabilities and putting out a portfolio with structure
mm-hmm.
and discipline to handle the time and the volatility.
Right.
I really like this superpower thing that you've been
yeah,
working on.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. It's easy to think about, right?
You're not going
to
get a cape out of this. But it's,
oh, yes, we are.
You're not,
I've got them on order. That's your Christmas
super
present.
Super Dave is here.
That's right. You're going to have to tune into the video of this.
Do you remember Super Dave? Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Remember what he used to do?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I do.
So Super Dave it is. Okay.
We're aging ourselves now.
There you go.
Yep. okay. But let's. So I want to ask you a question. So as a portfolio manager, right, and let's just stick with the one idea so people can follow our thinking. Stimulus. Okay, so months ago, you know, it appears that the economy will need further stimulus as the pandemic continues to go. We don't have vaccines in place, but Congress is stalling out.
Yep.
They can't come to a conclusion on it, right? How do you handle that? What do you think about in terms of the time frame and structure when you say that?
Yeah, so I think when we start looking at your buckets of money,
yeah.
First of all, what bucket is this impacting?
Right.
Is this impacting your income bucket, which is the next 5-10 years of cash flow?
Right.
It shouldn't be impacted on that.
Correct.
Do not even assume that vaccines or stimulus or anything to do politically needs to be put in your income bucket.
Right. Because you don't have risk assets.
So now you have a 10-year time frame.
Yeah.
What the heck does a stimulus being 6 months out, 1 year, I've got to do with a 10-year time frame?
Yeah. The question is, will they stimulate if the economy suffers?
Here's
right?
the problem, and we have about a minute to go before we have to go to commercial break, is that the average investor, the average advisor,
yes.
will take what's happening today and put a big painted brush on your entire retirement on that scenario.
Right.
And that's why I say capital destruction will happen.
Right.
And that's when you dedicate assets, income is isolated from these political issues. Let's just have cash flow for the next 10 years. And then you have a growth bucket that you have a 10-year time frame minimum.
Right.
Now you can think of things in different perspectives.
Correct.
What's going to happen 10 years from now? Who knows?
Yeah.
How do you budget for that? How do you build a portfolio for that?
Right.
With discipline.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
With discipline.
That's right. And sticking with the theme. Like, we don't know when they're going to solve the stimulus problem, but the high probability is they will if they see more people losing their jobs and so on and so forth. Okay, so... we'll have to continue to talk about this and help people through that, but we have to bring it all together, right? Structure and discipline equates to peace of mind through retirement, right? We're going to talk about that very topic at our upcoming seminar.
That'll be on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m., live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You want to save on taxes and live on a beach? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.